Snowy Hydro's retail brand has announced a 3-year deal with the NRMA, and it'll mean that all NRMA businesses across New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia and the ACT will be powered by 100% matched renewable energy. At the moment, the NRMA is already using 100% renewables for its electric vehicle charging network, but from January, they'll extend that to match renewables to power their whole group, so all their offices and parks and rental car sites and all that sort of thing. How effective, I wonder, are these sort of matched arrangements? Is it something that a local small business could do as well? Tim Buckley is Director and Founder of Climate Energy Finance. G'day, Tim.
Good morning, Eddie.
How do these kinds of arrangements actually work?
They are very important contractual arrangements to mobilise capital for the development of renewable energy projects, both the wind, the solar, but also the firming, the batteries, the pumped hydro storage. And so at the end of the day, Snowy Hydro is one of the largest gen retailers, so generators and retailers of electricity in Australia. They have a huge client base, both corporate, industrial and consumer. It's their job to make sure that they can supply energy to that customer base. And what this contract is doing is leveraging the desire, the consumer-facing brand of NRMA, to show that they're on a fast, accelerated path to decarbonisation. And what Snowy's doing is offering to match that with firmed renewable energy over a medium time frame. That should then unlock additional capital to get more renewable energy in generation into the system.
Yeah, so when there are these sorts of arrangements, does that prompt that gen retailer to invest more in generating more renewable energy?
That is the aim, and Snowy Hydro has made a big deal about the fact that they have signed offsetting power purchase agreements with other generators to build renewable energy. I do find it a little bit of a sore point that Snowy Hydro, our cleanest electricity generator in the country, courtesy of the Snowy Hydro scheme of 50, 60 years ago, and yet Snowy Hydro does not own and has not built a single renewable energy, wind or solar or battery project since the start of this century. And what they have done is built 5 or 6 methane gas power generators, and they've built 3 diesel generators. I think they're at real risk of greenwash here. They need to actually go out and build some renewable energy projects to leverage their significant market power, to leverage their government objective of driving accelerated decarbonisation and driving lower energy prices for all of us. That will come about if they use their balance sheet to actually build renewable energy projects themselves.
Is that an issue across the board with these gen retailers? Has there been a stall in that sort of renewable investment?
It is a sore point to me. We have a climate emergency. We have a cost of living emergency. We have a massive over-reliance on fossil fuel energy in Australia. We import something like $60 billion a year of oil and diesel. So huge energy security issues. All of that needs to be addressed at speed and scale. And you're right, I would point the finger at all of the 5 major gen retailers and say none of them are doing anywhere near enough to actually address the core energy cost of living crisis and the climate crisis that's smashing us, all of us in Australia, both our industry and our consumers, our citizens, our voters, but most importantly, those most vulnerable. And so it's really critical they use their market power. They are an oligopoly. They should be held to account and actually made to invest in solutions, particularly knowing we've got end-of-life coal plant clunkers that are increasingly unreliable. They're very heavily polluting. We've known for 40 years since we built them that they were going to have to be retired. You would think there would be an onus on the gen retailers, the oligopoly controlling our power system, to actually build new replacement capacity ahead of closures. And I would have thought Snowy Hydro, as 100% federal government owned, should be held to account. Their board's been lax, in my view.
Do other businesses have an opportunity to drive some of that investment? Would you like to see more of these sort of matched arrangements in place?
Eddie, absolutely. The NRMA should be applauded for an accelerated decarbonisation objective and across both their customers and also their own in-house use. So they're now expecting net zero to be reached by 2026. I would hope that good leading corporates, particularly consumer-facing corporates in Australia, are all endeavouring to deliver on net zero emissions plans as fast as they possibly can. But we do need the gen retailers to actually play an active role. And I would emphasise, we hear repeatedly from people like AEMO, the energy market operator, that we have a methane gas shortage, which is ludicrous. We have absolute gas capture by the methane industry. We've increased production 300% in the last decade. Demand's gone down 40%, yet every day we hear about gas shortages. You solve shortages by building new replacement capacity. The more capacity you build, the lower prices will be for everyone over the long term. That is the need of the hour. And I would love Snowy Hydro, rather than building the Kurri Kurri gas power plant and spending $13 billion building the Snowy 2.2, they should be building some wind and solar projects to push power prices down permanently and drive decarbonisation.
Just a quick one. If you're a smaller business, if you're running a pizza place in Bega or a servo at Adam Innaby or a pub at Badalla, would it be plausible and economical to speak to your energy company about trying to get a similar sort of arrangement on a much smaller scale?
Absolutely. And I would also explore the federal government's got a 30% battery rebate subsidy going nationally. And so I would be exploring the opportunity to put rooftop solar in, supported by batteries, supported by vehicle-to-grid electric vehicle charging, and to reduce everyone's on-grid demand of electricity and be part of the solution. But you can do that if you're a big corporate or even a medium or small corporate. It might be easier to do that with your retailer, as NRMA has done, and get the retailer, the gen retailer, to actually do the investment for you and manage it so that you're not getting distracted as an energy supplier. That's their core business. It's not a publican's core business, but rooftop solar plus a battery to me is a no-brainer.